إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We praise Him as He deserves to be praised. And we ask for His aid and His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal from the evil of our own souls and from the evil of our wicked actions. Whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal guides, then none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah Azza wa Jal alone, without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger to proceed. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. There comes in Sahih Muslim the hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, by him in whose hand is my soul. لَا تَذْهَبُ الدُّنْيَا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ عَلَى النَّاسِ يَوْمًا لَا يَدْرِ الْقَاتِلِ فِي مَا قَتَلِ وَلَا الْمَقْتُولِ فِي مَا قُتِلِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, by him in whose hand is my soul, the world will not come to an end until a time comes to the people where the murderer would not know as to why he killed someone, and the murdered would not know why he has been murdered. فَقِيلَ كَيْفَ يَكُونْ ذَلِكَ. They asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why would this happen? قال, he responded, الْهَرْجِ. This is due to widespread fitna, widespread killing and murder. Brothers and sisters, here we are in the city of Philadelphia, 2018, August. Already, according to the statistics, there have been 218 homicides. That's an 8% rise from last year. In the month of August alone, there has been 38 homicides. Even the young haven't escaped the harms of this problem. Our community itself has felt the pains of this epidemic. So therefore, in this khutbah, we will talk about some of the root causes of murder and the solutions according to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah Azza wa Jal, He revealed the Quran as a clarification and a solution for every problem that exists. Brothers and sisters, in previous sermons we have discussed the major crime and sin of murder. We do not have time to discuss that in detail again, but we will suffice with one verse from the Book of Allah Azza wa Jal, explained by Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah, where he said, أصول المعاصي كلها كبارها وصغارها ثلاثة. The roots of all acts of disobedience are three. The foundations of all disobedience are three. تعلق القلب بغير الله. The first, the heart's attachment to other than Allah Azza wa Jal, and this is shirk, worshipping other than Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The second, وَطَاعَةُ الْقُوَّةِ الْغَضَبِيَّةِ, to give in and yield to the force of anger, which is oppression, which leads to murder and taking the life of someone that Allah Azza wa Jal Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has prohibited you from taking their life. The third, وَالْقُوَّةِ الشَّهْوَانِيَّةِ, to give in to and to yield to the force of lusts and immorality. And this is a zina, fornication.
Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, وَلِهَذَا جَمَعَ اللَّهُ بَيْنَ الثَّلَاثَ فِي قَوْلِهِ. This is why Allah mentioned these three things in his saying, تبارك وتعالى, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرًا ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله الا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى اثاما. Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions the attributes of the righteous servants, and he said the meaning being, and they are those who do not supplicate and invoke any other god along with Allah. They are those who do not kill and take the life as Allah Azza wa Jal has forbidden. And they are those who do not commit illegal sexual intercourse. And whoever does any of the above, then they shall receive their punishment from Allah. May Allah protect us from that. Amen. Brothers and sisters, that suffices us to highlight the major sin of murder. And there are many verses and many ahadith. However, we want to talk about some of the root causes in this khutbah today of murder and the solution according to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From the root causes of murder, brothers and sisters, is jealousy and envy. From the root causes of murder is jealousy, al-hasad, and envy. If we look at the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah tells us, Tabaraka wa ta'ala, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي يُوسَفَ وَإِخْوَتِي آيَاتٌ لِلسَّائِلِينَ. Verily in Yusuf, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and his brothers, there were signs for those who ask. There were signs and lessons for all of us. From those lessons, brothers and sisters, is the danger of jealousy and how it can lead to premeditated murder. In the US, this is first degree murder. إِذْ قَالُوا لَيُوسُفُ وَأَخُوهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَىٰ أَبِينَا مِنَّا وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَةٌ إِنَّ أَبَانَا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. The brothers of Yusuf, they said, verily Yusuf and his brother are more beloved to our father than us. But we are a strong group. Really, our father is in plain error. ذكر حسد إخوة يوسف له على محبة أبيه له ولأخيه أكثر منهم. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned here the jealousy of Yusuf's brothers towards him and his brother because their father loved him and his brother more than them. Look at jealousy. Look what resulted next, brothers and sisters. From this jealousy, from this envy, look. They said what? They said, kill Yusuf. Listen to one of the suggestions. Kill Yusuf because they were jealous of him. Or expel him and throw him out from the land so that the favor of your father may be given to you alone. And after that, you will be from the righteous people. Even though they didn't adopt to kill him, as we know from the story. But the shahid is what? Jealousy and envy. It can lead to premeditated murder. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. They were considering killing their brother Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, their own blood brother. Jealousy and envy. Somebody has a lot of money. An individual is jealous. Somebody has a name. Person is jealous. Somebody looks a particular way, a person is jealous. Envy and jealousy, wal-iyadu billah. That the devil manipulates to the extent that it could lead someone to commit premeditated first degree murder, wal-iyadu billah. From the solutions is what? We find in the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam many solutions for these problems. Among the solutions, brothers and sisters, we find in the hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, as comes in Sahih Muslim, إِذَا نَظَرَ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَى مَنْ فُضِّلَ عَلَيْهِ فِي الْمَالِ وَالْخَلْقِ فَلْيَنْظُرْ إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ أَسْفَلْ مِنْهُ مِمَّنْ فُضِّلَ عَلَيْهِ The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if one of you looks at someone who has been given more wealth and beauty than he has, what do you do? Do you start to plot and plan how you're going to rob that individual? Do you start to plot and plan how you're going to put him in the car trunk? Do you start sitting outside their house and monitoring their movements? What do you do, Ya Abdullah wa Ya Amatullah? What's the solution? No. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَلْيَنْظُرْ إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ أَسْفَلْ مِنْ مِمَّنْ فُضِّلَ عَلَيْهِ He said, then look at the one given less. Look at the one who has less wealth than you. Look at the one who has less beauty than you. Look at the one who is in a worse predicament than you. There comes in another version of this hadith. انظروا إلى من أسفل منكم ولا تنظروا إلى من هو فوقكم فأجدروا ألا تزدروا نعمة الله. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, look at the one who is below you. Do not look at the one who is above you. This is more effective in preventing you from being ungrateful of the blessings of Allah. No matter what situation that we are in, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, we should be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal for the numerous and great blessings upon us that we cannot even count. We should be thankful no matter what. And that is why the scholars, they said, فَيَنْبَغِي لِلْعَبْدِ أَنْ يَكُونَ الشَّكُورَ دَائِمًا عَلَى مَنْ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ بِهِ عَلَيْهِ That the servant should always be thankful for what Allah has given them. No matter what state you are in, no matter what you look like, no matter what you have in your bank account, no matter what you drive, no matter what, be thankful to Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Likewise, brothers and sisters, we see here the ulama of Islam, they say, we see the remedy for the disease. We see the dawa lidda. What's the remedy for the sickness of jealousy and envy that can lead to premeditated murder? It is what? To look at the one who is below you, the one who is beneath you. To be pleased with the decree of Allah, what Allah has decreed for you, Ya Abdullah wa Ya Amatullah. Likewise, brothers and sisters, if we look at the text of the book and the sunnah, we find from the root causes of murder is the fear of poverty, the love and thirst for this world, and the hatred of death. حُبَّ الدُّنْيَا كَرَاهِيَةَ الْمَوْتِ وَخَوْفَ الْفَقَرِ From the reasons and the root causes of murder is the fear of poverty, the thirst for this world, the love of this world, and the hatred of death. If we look in the book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jalla said, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ إِنَّ قَتْلَهُمْ كَانَ خِطْئًا كَبِيرًا Listen, brothers and sisters. Listen of the danger of the fear of poverty. No believer should fear this. Because if Allah blessed you with Iman, faith. Allah blessed you with righteousness. Allah blessed you with your health. Allah blessed you with al-Islam. How can you fear that? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ And do not kill your children for fear of poverty. People used to murder their children because they feared poverty. Fil jahiliyyah, they would murder their own child. So what do you think about someone else? The ulama of Islam, they say, brothers and sisters, وَهَذَا مِنْ رَحْمَتِي بِعِبَادِهِ حَيْثُ كَانَ أَرْحَمْ بِهِمْ مِنْ وَالِدَيْهِمْ This highlights the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is from the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that He shows His servants as Allah Azza wa Jal is more merciful to them than their own parents. They were murdering, some of them were murdering their children in al-jahiliyyah because they feared poverty. Allah said here, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ Don't kill your children out of fear of poverty. We provide for you and we provide for them. Verily, killing your children is a major and great sin. Murder is a major sin from the major sins in Islam. Look, brothers and sisters, if the fear of poverty, the love of this world, the hatred of death can lead a parent to kill their own child. Imagine, subhanAllah, picture that. A person killing their own child out of fear of poverty. What do you think it can do to a stranger when he sees somebody and he is not pleased with the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal, and jealousy enters the heart, the fear of poverty, and these things keep adding up. From the solutions for this is what, brothers and sisters, the solutions, walillahi alhamd, are simple and easy for the one whom Allah Azza wa Jal makes it easy for. Among the solutions that we find in the book of Allah, for one of the root causes of murder, which is the fear of poverty and the thirst for this world, is what? Allah tells us in the Quran, فَإِذَا قُدِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. When Jum'ah, the prayer is over, go out into the world and search for the bounty of Allah. Go and work and earn your sustenance. And remember Allah much, that you may be successful. Brothers and sisters, if we look at Al-Bukhari, the solution for the believers, the solution for society, is found in the Quran and the Sunnah. The most authentic collection of hadith ala wajh al-ard, Al-Bukhari has Kitab al-Buyu', the book of sales. In that book, he brings the chapter, Babu kasb al-rajul wa amalihi biyadihi. A person earning for themselves and working with their own hands. Yes, brothers and sisters. A person earning for themselves, not murdering anyone. Not plotting and planning to murder someone because they have something that you want. Wal-iyadu billah. Bukhari, under that chapter, he brings a number of narrations. From the narrations he brings is Aisha radiallahu anha. She said, "Kana ashabu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ummala anfusim." The companions, they work with their own hands. They work for themselves. They went out and worked. That's honorable. The companions went out and they worked with their own hands. To have a job is honorable. To have a trade is honorable. Even if a person has to clean the streets, that is honorable. That person that cleans the streets is better than the drug dealer. The one who cleans the street and earns a lawful living is better than the drug dealer, is better than the immoral rapper, is better than the thief, is better than the criminal, no matter how much money they have. So the solution is what? For men and women, if necessary, to earn a lawful living. The solution is what? To get an education. The solution is what? To get a trade. The solution is to get a job. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and Bukhari brings this in the chapter, عن المقدام رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, ما أكل أحد طعاما قط خيرا من أن يأكل من عمل يده. Nobody has ever eaten food better than what they earn from working with their own hands. That's honorable. You go home, and if you worked a hard day, no matter what you were doing, you go home and you put that food on the table, that is honorable. There's barakah in that food. Your family, they will benefit from it. And you are a role model. How many righteous parents, brothers and sisters, have we seen over the years working hard jobs? Some maybe two jobs, three jobs, so that their children can have an education, or so their children can learn a trade. But those righteous parents, they were willing to put the hard work in. And you see, walillah alhamd, their children prospering. And you see their children, they benefited. But it took dedication and hard work. Whoever, barakallahu feekum, comes to you, and they claim that they have a simple solution, and all you have to do to stop the murder rate is to go out and march, they're presenting you with an unrealistic and useless solution. Why? Because change, it takes dedication, it takes sacrifice, and it takes struggle. If we are willing to adhere to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the understanding of the Sahaba, no doubt we can, bi'inillahi ta'ala, by the will of Allah,
we can make a difference. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he closed the hadith of Miqdam by saying, وَإِنَّ نَبِيَ اللَّهِ دَاوُدِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ كَانَ يَأْكُلُ مِنْ عَمَلِ يَدِهِ. And verily the Prophet of Allah, Dawood, used to eat from the earnings of his own hand. That's a Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you look at the Prophets and the Messengers of Allah, they worked. Because that's honorable. That's praiseworthy. And even likewise the women. If we want to send the right message to our children, then we need to look for righteous men who are willing to go out and work a hard day's work if necessary. If we are looking for the drug dealer on the corner, or the one who just drives a nice car and he's a mujrim, a criminal, or we're looking at the rapper, then what message are we sending to our children? Barakallahu feekum. What message are we giving to our children? And then if we talk about stop the violence, in reality we're just talking hot air, and we're giving a message without any substance. Likewise, from the root causes of murder, if you look at the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, drugs, alcohol, and intoxicants that pollute the intellect and cloud the ability to reason. Brothers and sisters, walillah alhamd, we know from the fundamental objectives of Islam is preservation of religion, preservation of life, preservation of wealth, preservation likewise of the intellect, and preservation of lineage and progeny. Showing us that Islam is the solution for this problem. The problem is we're living in a time where many of the liberals, they want to push religion to the back page. They don't want to give it any importance. So all they come to you with is solutions and answers of sociologists, of psychologists, and so-called academics. But in reality, brothers and sisters, the solutions are not benefiting us. Look at Chicago. They're calling Chicago Chirac because the alarming rate of homicides. They're calling Philadelphia, Killadelphia. We have more Ma'adha theories today than we did before. The only remedy is holding onto the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah tells us that from the root causes of murder is what? Is alcohol, is intoxicants and drugs and the likes. Allah azza wa jalla said, tabaraka wa ta'ala, innama yuridu ash-shaytanu an yuqi'a baynakum al-adawata wal-baghdha fil khamri wal-maysir wa yasuddukum an dhikrillah wa 'ani as-salah fahal antum muntahun. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us, the shaitan, the devil, wants to incite, he only seeks to incite enmity and hatred between you. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمَ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ. How? فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ. Using alcohol, using intoxicants and gambling. وَيَسُدُّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And he wants to divert you from the remembrance of Allah, وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ, and from the prayer. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. Are you going to stay away from this? Are you going to stay away from intoxicants? Are you going to stay away from khamr? Are you going to stay away from alcohol? Because the devil uses that to incite animosity, to incite hatred, to stir your anger, which leads to what? Murder. And what clarifies that is the narration that we find in An-Nasa'i. Al-Shaykh Al-Albani sahahu, declares it to be sahih. Wa huwa mawquf min Uthman radiyallahu an. This is from the narration of Uthman radiyallahu an. Lakin qala ba'du ash-shurrah mithlu hadha lahu hukm ar-raf' li'annahu mimma la yunalu bil-ra'y. The like of this narration is treated and considered as being from the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because it is not something that you can arrive at by the intellect. Meaning the narration of Uthman, it has the hukm al-rafa, like being from the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because this is something that can't be mentioned based upon just opinion. Uthman, he said, radiallahu an, ijtanib al-khamar, stay far away from intoxicants. Don't even come close to it. Don't say, I'm going to try it. Because you never know, you may be the one that's going to get hooked. How many people that said,
سأجرب. I'm going to just try it. That was the start of their addiction. May Allah protect us and our families and our children. Uthman, he said, اجتنب الخمر. Stay far away from intoxicants, alcohol, drugs and the like. Why? He said, فَإِنَّهَا أُمَّ الْخَبَائِثِ. For verily, they are the mother of all evils. Listen what he said next. Showing us, brothers and sisters, that from the evils of alcohol, from the evils of drugs, is that they lead to murder and the taking of innocent life. He said, فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ الرَّجُلْ مِمَّنْ خَلَى قَبْلَكُمْ. For verily there was a man that came before you. إِنَّهُ كَانَ رَجُلًا مِمَّنْ خَلَى قَبْلَكُمْ تَعَبَّدْ. There was a righteous man who came before you. He was known for his worship. فَعَلِقَتْهُ إِمْرَأَةٌ غَوِيَّةٌ. And an immoral, filthy woman, she fell in love with this man. He was a righteous man. Look at this story. A righteous man, known to be righteous. This immoral, filthy, wicked woman, she saw him. She fell in love with him. She wanted to seduce him. What did she do? فَأَرْسَلَتْ إِلَيْهِ جَارِيَتَهَا فَقَالَتْ لَهُ. She sent to him a young girl, saying to him, إِنَّا نَدْعُوكَ لِلشَّهَادَةِ. We're calling you because we need you to testify to something. We need your witness about a particular situation, case. فَانْطَلَقَ مَعَ جَارِيَتِهَا فَطَفِقَتْ كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ بَابًا أَغَلَقَتْهُ دُونَهُ. So he went with her. He went with this young girl, and every time this young girl entered a door, she locked it behind him so he couldn't run away. حَتَّى أَفْضَى إِلَى امْرَأَةٍ وَضِيئَةٍ. Until he entered upon a beautiful woman. He found a beautiful woman. So this beautiful woman, عِنْدَهَا غُلَامٍ وَبَاطِيَةُ خَمْرٍ. This beautiful woman, in her presence, there was a young boy and there was a jug of alcohol, khamar. So the woman, she said, قَالَتْ. This beautiful woman, who was wicked and immoral, she said, إِنِّي وَاللَّهِ مَا دَعُوتُكَ لِلشَّهَادَةِ. She said, by Allah, I didn't call you because I need you to testify about anything in a particular case. وَلَكِنْ دَعُوتُكَ لِتَقَ عَلِي. She said, I called you because I want you to have relations with me. I want you to fornicate with me. أَوْ تَشْرَبَ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْخَمْرَ كَأْسَ. Or for you to drink a glass of this alcohol. That's why I called you. أَوْ تَقْتُلَ هَذِ الْغُلَامِ. Or for you to kill this boy. So look, this man who was known to be righteous, he was known to be pious. This beautiful, immoral, filthy woman, she called him. She said, I called you because I want to have relations with you. I called you, mother, or I called you to drink from this alcohol, this khamar, to drink a glass. Or I called you to murder this boy. The man, he said, فَسْقِينِي مِنْ هَذَا الْخَمَرِ. Pour me a glass of this alcohol, كَأْسًا. فَسَقَتْهُ كَأْسًا. So she poured him a glass of the alcohol. قَالْ زِيدُونِي. The man said, at one point he was known to be righteous. He said, pour me more. Give me more khamar. Give me more alcohol. فَلَمْ يَرِنْ حَتَّى وَقَعَ عَلِيهَا. He became intoxicated and then he ended up making zina, fornicating with this woman. وَقَتَلَ النَّفْسِ. And he murdered this boy. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Look at the effect of alcohol and how it can lead to murder. Uthman, he said, فَاجْتَنِبُ الْخَمَرِ. Stay far away from intoxicants, from alcohol, drugs and the like. فَإِنَّهَا وَاللَّهِ لَا يَجْتَمِعُ الْإِيمَانِ وَإِدْمَانَ الْخَمْرِ إِلَّا لَيُوشِكُ أَنْ يُخْرِجَ أَحَدُهُمَ صَاحِبَهُ. He said, stay far away from khamar. He said, by Allah, iman, faith, and the addiction to khamar cannot coexist together. But one of them will soon expel and remove the other. May Allah protect us from that. Amen. Brothers and sisters, the solution is what? We find the solution in the book of Allah. We find the solution in the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Stay far away from khamar. Likewise, education, teaching our children, teaching the community, and we've spoken about this in detail in the past, during the sermon, during the khutbah, the evil of drugs and the effect they have on society. Teaching them the religious and worldly harms of drugs and intoxicants. For verily, brothers and sisters, prevention is easier than cure. And no doubt, even in the West, they need to consider harsher punishment for drugs. Instead of legalization, legalizing marijuana is going to lead to an epidemic. May Allah protect us all from it. Amen. And alhamdulillah, walillahi alhamd wal minna, the Muslim that fears Allah Azza wa Jal is going to be safe. Why? Because he's going to hold on to what we find in the Quran, and he's going to hold on to what he finds in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The believer is going to hold on to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he's going to stay far away from khamar. Wa qulu ma tasma'un wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa lisa'iril muslimina min kulli dhanb innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد. From the root causes, brothers and sisters, of murder, what we find in the Book of Allah تبارك وتعالى and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, gangs, street culture, the codes of the street. This is among the root causes of murder. Because an individual who belongs to a gang, an individual who adheres to the codes of the street, their allegiance is for other than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the believer has to love what Allah loves and to hate what Allah hates. Thus the believer has to love justice and fairness. The believer has to hate murder and drugs and anything that can lead to these things. That comes in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that highlights from the root causes, brothers and sisters, of murder is gang culture. From the root causes of murder is nationalism, tribalism. From the root causes of murder, any code or system like the code of the so-called streets that goes against what we find in the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, it comes as part of a hadith in Sahih Muslim and other collections of hadith. من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated by Abu Huraira, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, من قاتل تحت راية عمية, whoever fights for a misguided cause, whoever fights, listen, من قاتل تحت راية عمية, whoever fights for a misguided cause, there's no truth involved in it, whoever fights because of a gang dictating it to them, whoever fights because of the cause of the streets, whoever fights because of a drug deal gone wrong, whoever fights for anything that is misguided. The Prophet ﷺ explained what this means further. He said, يَغْضَبْ لِعَصَبَ, he becomes angry because of nationalism, partisanship for the tribe, or for his nation, or for the gang. أَوْ يَدْعُوا إِلَى عَصَبَ, or they call to this. أو ينصر عصبة, or they support a group or a gang based upon partisanship, nationalism, or any other reason. Listen what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, brothers and sisters, فَقُتِلَ فَقِتْلَةٌ جَاهِلِيَّةٌ, if they're killed and they are on this path, they die a death of jahiliyyah. May Allah protect us from that. They die a death of jahiliyyah. Gangs is from the affairs of jahiliyyah. Street codes that go against the book and the sunnah is from jahiliyyah. Whoever fights for these causes, if they are killed upon this way, they die a death of jahiliyyah. How many people are we going to lose before we wake up to the remedy in the book and the sunnah to escape these things that are plaguing our society, that are from the affairs of jahiliyyah, that Allah warned against in the Quran and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned against in the sunnah. Brothers and sisters, if you add jealousy to the fear of poverty, to drugs and intoxicants, and then you add music to top it off, what do you think you're going to have? Shirak, jealousy, plus the fear of poverty, will give the equation. You don't need to be a mathematician to work it out. Jealousy plus the fear of poverty, the thirst of this world, not preparing for death, plus drugs and intoxicants, plus gang culture, plus music, rap music that glorifies murder, that glorifies drugs, that glorifies jealousy, that glorifies all types of immorality. Music that looks down upon the working man. Music that demeans the righteous role models. What do you expect? That's why Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, and about the evil effects of music, we've spoken about in detail in sermons. People say that we don't address the issues, the problems that are plaguing our society. What do they want us to do? Bring an R&B band to the masjid? Then we're addressing the plagues of society? We've addressed all of these things in detail. And the proof is out there to disprove the one who comes with that false and ridiculous claim. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, Shaykh al-Islam, he said, وَالْمَعَازِفْ خَمْرُ النَّفُوسِ. He said, music is the intoxicant of the soul. تَفْعَلُ بِالنَّفُوسِ أَعْظَمْ مِمَّا تَفْعَلُ حُمَيِّ الْكُؤُوسِ. He said, the effects of music is more overpowering and greater than the intoxicating effects of the wine that is in the cup. More powerful. More intoxicating than the wine in the cup, that music. So anyone who comes and says, you know, let's fight against the violence, and they're a rapper and they're singing this. أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do you command the people with piety and you forget about yourselves? You're the ones who are glorifying this life for the young children. And the naive child that doesn't have the right upbringing, that doesn't have the right family structure, he believes it's a reality and it's only a call from the devil. And you, the rapper, is doing the devil's work. That is hypocrisy, عين hypocrisy, عين النفاق. That's one of the reasons why we don't see change. And brothers and sisters, we have a long list, but we don't have time, حفظكم الله. Maybe inshallah ta'ala we can prepare this as a paper with actual statistics and facts, highlighting the problems and likewise the remedies from the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The last that we will suffice with from the roots of murder is tale carrying and gossip. How many a word has led to the shedding of blood? How many a tongue has led to the murder of an innocent person? How many? And no doubt, brothers and sisters, us, what is our role? Because we're not like the Shia. The Shia, they say, we're waiting for the Mahdi. The Mahdi is going to come, everything's going to change. We're not waiting for no Mahdi in order for us to start trying to change today. That's not from our way. That's not from our madhab. Now we believe the Mahdi is going to come, meaning according to what's found in the Quran and the Sunnah with the understanding of the Sahaba, but not like the belief of the Shia. That doesn't mean that we don't have to pray. That doesn't mean that we don't have to fast. That doesn't mean that we don't have to give zakah. That doesn't mean that we don't have to make hajj. That doesn't mean that we don't have to stay away from what is haram. No. Meaning we have to fulfill the obligations and stay away from the prohibitions. Not just we're waiting till the Mahdi comes. Then we're going to change. How long are you going to wait? Rather, each and every one of us has a responsibility ourselves. From those responsibilities, Allah tells us in the Quran, حفظكم الله. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. If you find two groups from amongst the believers fighting against one another, try and make peace. Be the peacemaker. No doubt about it. Instead of instigating, bring about peace. To the extent, لَيْسَ الْكَذَّابِ, the liar is not the one who tries to bring about peace. Be a person who's trying to solve problems, to bring a remedy. And we'll announce it from here today. Alhamdulillah, we are open. Walillah alhamdulillah.
any of the so-called beefs that are taking place between Muslims and even non-Muslims, because the non-Muslims will go to the Prophet ﷺ on certain occasions to judge between them. We are open to sit at the table and solve any of these problems. Why? Because we want peace for ourselves and security for ourselves, our families, and our children, and the larger society. And we will do so bi-idhnillah, based upon the guidelines of the book and the sunnah. And walillah alhamd wal minnah. All praise is due to Allah. We've already done it previously, where individuals have had animosity and problems, and we've sat at the table, and we've addressed those matters, and we've managed walillah alhamd to bring about reconciliation. So that offer is open and it's public to anyone. And that's why you as individuals, some of us are privy to information. We know what's going on maybe with our friends or with some of our families. Be the peacemaker. Be a person who is aqil, a person who has intelligence, a person who wants to bring good to society, a person that wants to make a change. Don't sit around saying, you know, I'm waiting for the Mahdi. That's not from Madhab Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Brothers and sisters, and you, oh Ahl Sunnah, you are the people who are able to do this. Limadha, why? Because you don't want any jaza, you don't want any reward from them, nor do you want any thanks. You do not want any money from them, we don't want anything from them. All we want to do is stop the foolishness, so that we can leave our houses, our children can leave the house without the fear of being killed by a stray bullet. Without someone being gunned down, waiting, that happened on Germantown Avenue. An innocent parent picking up their child from a daycare, murdered, sitting in his car, waiting for their child. You, O people of the Sunnah, by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, you are the ones who can make this change. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us all success.
Amen.
May Allah Azza wa Jal protect each and every one of us and our families from any type of loss of life.
Amen.
By murder, or any type of robbery, or anything that leads to the taking of an innocent soul. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for paradise, and we seek refuge from the hellfire.